Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, reading today from a Jonathan Edwards reader, edited by John Smith, Harry Stout, and Kenneth Minkema. And today I want to read to you a list of resolutions. I smile because I am not as resolved as this man was. What a man. Jonathan Edwards, as you know, was the main spark of the Great Awakening of the 1700s. And he writes this: "Being sensible that I am unable to do anything without God's help, I do humbly entreat him by his grace to enable me to keep these resolutions so far as they are agreeable to his will, for Christ's sake. Remember to read over these resolutions once a week." He puts that in his journal, a reminder to himself to read his own resolutions. Number one, resolve that I will do whatsoever I think to be most to God's glory and my own good, profit and pleasure, in the whole of my duration, without any consideration of the time, whether now or never so many myriads of ages hence. Resolve to do whatever I think to be my duty, and most for the good and advantage of mankind in general. Resolved to do this, whatever difficulties I meet with, how many and how great soever. Two, resolved to be continually endeavoring to find out some new invention and contrivance to promote the aforementioned things. Three, resolved, if ever I shall fall and grow dull, so as to neglect to keep any part of these resolutions, to repent of all I can remember when I come to myself again. Four, resolved, never to do any manner of thing, whether in soul or body, less or more, but what tends to the glory of God, nor be nor suffer it if I can avoid it. Number five, resolved, never to lose one moment of time, but improve it the most profitable way I possibly can. Number six, resolved to live with all my might while I do live. Seven, resolved never to do anything which I should be afraid to do if it were the last hour of my life. Number eight, resolved to act in all respects, both speaking and doing, as if nobody had been so vile as I, and as if I had committed the same sins or had the same infirmities or failings as others, and that I will let the knowledge of their failing promote nothing but shame in myself, and prove only an occasion of my confessing my own sins and misery to God. Number nine, resolved to think much on all occasions of my own dying and of the common circumstances which attend death. Number ten, resolved, when I feel pain, to think of the pains of martyrdom and of hell. Number 11, resolved, when I think of any theorem in divinity to be solved, immediately to do what I can towards solving it, if circumstances don't hinder. Number 12, resolved, if I take delight in it as a gratification of pride or vanity or on any such account, immediately to throw it by. Number 13, resolved to be endeavoring to find out fit objects of charity and liberality. Number 14, resolved never to do anything out of revenge. 15, resolved never to suffer the least motions of anger to irrational beings. Number 16, resolved never to speak evil of anyone, so that it shall tend to his dishonor, more or less, upon no account except for some real good. 17, resolved, that I will live so as I shall wish I had done when I come to die. Number 18, resolved, to live so at all times as I think is best in my devout frames, and when I have clearest notions of things of the gospel and another world. Number 19, resolved, never to do anything which I should be afraid to do, if I expected it would not be above an hour before I should hear the last trump. Number 20, resolved to maintain the strictest temperance in eating and drinking. 21, resolved never to do anything which, if I should see in another, I should count a just occasion to despise him for, or to think any way the more meanly of him. 22. Resolved to endeavor to bring for myself as much happiness in the other world as I possibly can, with all the power, might, vigor, and vehemence, yea, violence I am capable of, or can bring myself to exert in any way that can be thought of. Number 23. Resolved frequently to take some deliberate action which seems most unlikely to be done for the glory of God, and trace it back to the original intention, designs, and ends of it. And if I find it not to be for God's glory, to repute it as a breach of the fourth resolution. Number 24. Resolved, whenever I do any conspicuously evil action, to trace it back till I come to the original cause, and then both carefully endeavor to do so no more, and to fight and pray with all my might against the original of it. Number 25. Resolved to examine carefully and constantly what that one thing in me is which causes me in the least to doubt of the love of God, and to direct all my forces against it. Number 26. Resolved to cast away such things as I find do abate my assurance. 27. Resolved never willfully to omit anything, except the omission be for the glory of God, and frequently to examine my omissions. Number 28. Resolved to study the Scriptures so steadily, constantly, and frequently, as that I may find and plainly perceive myself to grow in the knowledge of the same. 29. Resolved never to count that a prayer, to count it a prayer, nor to let that pass as a prayer, nor that as a petition of a prayer, which is so made that I cannot hope that God will answer it, nor that as a confession, which I cannot hope God will accept. Number 30. Resolved to strive to my utmost every week to be brought higher in religion and to a higher exercise of grace than I was the week before. Let me stop right here and remind you that he didn't make all of these resolutions in one day. They came gradually over the years, and we have a list that makes it look like he was doing it in one night, but it was spread out. And also, I want to read to you what he said first, again, being sensible that I am unable to do anything without God's help. I do humbly entreat him by his grace to enable me to keep these resolutions. He knows that he can't do this by himself, and you must know it too. Nevertheless, to stand before God asking for his grace to do these things, it's a good thing. Number 31. Resolved never to say anything at all against anybody, but when it is perfectly agreeable to the highest degree of Christian honor and of love to mankind, agreeable to the lowest humility and sense of my own faults and failings, and agreeable to the golden rule, often when I have said anything against anyone, to bring it to and try it strictly by the test of this resolution. 32. Resolved to be strictly and firmly faithful to my trust, that in Proverbs 26, a faithful man who can find may not be partly fulfilled in me. 33. Resolved always to do what I can towards making, maintaining, establishing, and preserving peace when it can be without overbalancing detriment in other respects. He put a date on that one, December 26, 1722. Number 34. Resolved in narrations never to speak anything but the pure and simple verity or truth. 35. Resolved whenever I so much question whether I have done my duty, as that my quiet and calm is thereby disturbed, to set it down, and also how the question was resolved. 36. Resolved never to speak evil of any, unless I have some particular good call for it. 37. Resolved to inquire every night, as I am going to bed, wherein I have been negligent, what sin I have committed, and wherein I have denied myself, also at the end of every week, month, and year. 38. Resolved never to speak anything that is ridiculous, sportive, or matter of laughter on the Lord's day. 39. Resolved never to do anything that I so much question the lawfulness of as that I intend at the same time to consider and examine afterwards, whether it be lawful or no, except I as much question the lawfulness of the omission. Number 40, resolve to inquire every night, before I go to bed, whether I have acted in the best way I possibly could with respect to eating and drinking. 41, resolved to ask myself at the end of every day, week, month, and year, wherein I could possibly, in any respect, have done better. 42, resolved frequently to renew the dedication of myself to God, which was made at my baptism, which I solemnly renewed when I was received into the communion of the church, and which I have solemnly remade this 12th day of January, 1723. Number 43, resolved never henceforward, till I die, to act as if I were any way my own, but entirely and altogether God's, agreeable to what it is to be found in Saturday, January 12th, 1723. Number 44, resolved that no other end but religion shall have any influence at all on any of my actions, and that no action shall be in the least circumstance any otherwise than the religious end will carry it. Number 45, resolved never to allow any pleasure or grief, joy or sorrow, nor any affection at all, nor any degree of affection, nor any circumstance relating to it, but what helps religion. 46. Resolved, never to allow the least measure of any fretting uneasiness at my father or mother. Resolved to suffer no effects of it, so much as in the least alteration of speech or motion of my eye, and to be especially careful of it with respect to any of our family. 47. Resolved to endeavor to my utmost to deny whatever is not most agreeable to a good and universally sweet and benevolent, quiet, peaceable, contented, easy, compassionate, generous, humble, meek, modest, submissive, obliging, diligent, industrious, charitable, even, patient, moderate, forgiving, sincere temper, and to do at all times what such a temper would lead me to do. Examine strictly every week whether I have done so, he writes to himself. Number 48, resolved constantly with the utmost niceness and diligence and the strictest scrutiny to be looking into the state of my soul, that I may know whether I have truly an interest in Christ or no, and that when I come to die, I may not have any negligence respecting this to repent of. 49, resolved that this never shall be if I can help it. Number 50, resolved, I will act so as I think I shall judge would have been best and most prudent when I come into the future world. 51, resolved that I will act so in every respect as I think I shall wish I had done if I should at last be damned. 52, I frequently hear persons in old age say how they would live if they were to live their lives over again. Resolved that I will live just so as I can think I shall wish I had done, supposing I live to old age. 53, resolved to improve every opportunity when I am in the best and happiest frame of mind to cast and venture my soul on the Lord Jesus Christ, to trust and confide in him, and consecrate myself wholly to him, that from this I may have assurance of my safety, knowing that I confide in my Redeemer. Number 54, whenever I hear anything spoken in conversation of any person, if I think it would be praiseworthy in me, resolved to endeavor to imitate it. 55, resolved to endeavor to my utmost to act as I can think I should do if I had already seen the happiness of heaven and hell torments. 56, resolved never to give over, nor in the least to slacken my fight with my corruptions, however unsuccessful I may be. 57, resolved when I fear misfortunes and adversities to examine whether I have done my duty, and resolved to do it, and let it be just as Providence orders it. I will, as far as I can, be concerned about nothing but my duty and my sin. 58, resolved not only to refrain from an air of dislike, fretfulness, and anger in conversation, but to exhibit an air of love, cheerfulness, and benignity. 59, resolved, when I am most conscious of provocations to ill nature and anger, that I will strive most to feel and act good-naturedly, yea, at such times to manifest good nature, though I think that in other respects it would be disadvantageous, and so as would be imprudent at other times. Number 60, resolved, whenever my feelings begin to appear in the least out of order, when I am conscious of the least uneasiness within or the least irregularity without, I will then subject myself to the strictest examination. Number 61, resolved that I will not give way to that listlessness which I find unbends and relaxes my mind from being fully and fixedly set on religion, whatever excuse I may have for it, that what my listlessness inclines me to do is best to be done, and so forth. 62, resolved never to do anything but duty, and then according to Ephesians 6:6-8, to do it willingly and cheerfully as unto the Lord and not to man, knowing that whatever good things any man doth, the same shall be received, he receive of the Lord. Number 63, on the supposition that there never was to be but one individual in the world at any one time who was properly a complete Christian, in all respects of a right stamp, having Christianity always shining in its true luster and appearing excellent and lovely, from whatever part and under whatever character reviewed, resolved to act just as I would do if I strove with all my might to be that one who should live in my time. 64. Resolved, when I find those groanings which cannot be uttered, of which the apostle speaks in Romans 8:26, and those breakings of soul for the longing it hath, of which the psalmist speaks, Psalm 119:20. That I will promote them to the utmost of my power, and that I will not be weary of earnestly endeavoring to vent my desires, nor of the repetitions of such earnestness. 65. Resolved, very much to exercise myself in this all my life long, namely with the greatest openness I am capable of, to declare my ways to God, and lay open my soul to Him. All my sins, temptations, difficulties, sorrows, fears, hopes, desires, everything, and every circumstance, according to Dr. Manton's 27th sermon on the 119th Psalm. Number 66, resolved that I will endeavor always to keep a benign aspect and air of acting and speaking in all places and in all companies, except it should be so happen that duty requires otherwise. 67, resolved after afflictions to inquire what I am the better for them, what good I have got by them, and what I might have got by them. Number 68, resolved to confess frankly to myself all that which I find in myself, either infirmity or sin, and if it be what concerns religion, also to confess the whole case to God and implore needed help. Number 69, resolved always to do that which I shall wish I had done when I see others do it. And number 70, let there be something of benevolence in all that I speak. Wouldn't you like to know a man like that? Well, that man is Christ Jesus, but Edwards' desire was to be like Christ Jesus. May we have that same desire. Thank you. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we will talk again soon. Bye-bye.